KB4CBA. How you doing, Dwayne? This is David.
Hey, David. I'm doing well, thank you.
Just piddling around here on my new antenna. It's not really completely installed, so I've got to run some ground radials, and I've got a couple of some vertical, and I've got a couple of bands I need to tune, so I'll have to take it down, which is no big deal, but and lengthen those just hair, probably half an inch, but it makes all the difference. Anyway, so that's what I'm up to. What are you doing?
Well, I'm heading home from the office today. But what I live between Greenville and Furman, up off of Farr's Bridge. That's what it is. But your antenna. What bands are you working on for that antenna?
It does 10. Let's see. 10, 12. 15, 20, 40, 80. The six bands. Was that six? Anyway. It works better if you run radials, ground radials. You don't have to, but boy, it is. It's just next to nothing. I'm actually on FDA right this moment, but I can't even make contact with some of the stations in the state, so it's pretty pitiful.
I understand that. Yeah, I've got a 35-foot wire, basically an infit, with in my attic. It's just it's at the top of the second floor, you know, the top of the trusses, and I've been doing pretty good with 40, getting air miles. It's probably about a 150 mile air miles radius, but it's difficult to get anything even in northern Florida on 40 meters for me anyway.
Yeah, that's not bad for a 35-foot, you know, wire up there in your attic. Just think if you could get it outside and, you know, up in the air somewhere. But I guess you live in the HOA like I do. I'm over here in Pheasant Ridge Community and Taylor's.
HOA, and until we got rid of the Nazi president, it was pretty rough. I mean, you have one weed growing too high, you get a fine. But I'm looking at. I was thinking about doing a flagpole antenna, putting it in the backyard, and then I would have a vertical. But the trick is, I'm trying to make it myself. And I don't want to spend, you know, $600-$700 just on a mast. So anyway, I got to figure something out. But I'll keep playing with it and figure out what's going on. But in the meantime, you know, I can get stuff on 40 and occasionally on 20.
He's a good band. I enjoy doing side band and. FTA, the FT4 on 20, but not right now. I had a nice Carolina Wyndham up in the trees in the backyard, and you couldn't see it, but we cut the trees down, and because they were, well, three of the four, and so no more Carolina Wyndham. I'm either going to have to move or, which I wouldn't mind doing, but anyway, that's a story for another day, but it's it's a nice community, and it's a nice house. Nothing wrong. We've done a ton of stuff to it. So, you know, but I would just like to be out where I'd have an acre or two to do what I want to on it and, you know, not have anybody fussing at me.
Station break.
KO4 CBA.
KO4 CBA, this is KQ4LOO. How are you doing?
Let's see. KQ4LOO. Didn't get that one. LOO. Alright.
Yeah, we spoke during Helene, during that crisis there. It's been a while, but I recently got me an upgrade on my radio. I'm sorry for the other station. I'm not trying to break into your conversation. I just, I got a question. I've got a ICOM 2730B, and when I'm listening and when I'm transmitting, I see almost a full bar, but I see a couple of red bars. Are you familiar with what that means as far as what that means?
No, I can't help you with that. I've got a 2730 in the car. I've never seen that on mine. Do you think you might have it in crossband mode and you need to take it out of that? That's the only advice I can give you. And but anyway.
Okay, I missed almost everything you said except for that's the only advice I can give you. That's the only thing I was able to catch from that.
Am I not making the repeater?
So I heard all of that, David. I didn't catch that one either. It's on the display screen, and I mean, I for the most part I hear, I was kind of listening to your conversation there for a second there, and when I started talking with you all of a sudden, I just barely catch the very end of your conversation, your statement.
I bumped the power up here. Does that help any?
You up just fine. No trouble at all. I heard your entire comment to LOO, so I'm not sure what might be on his end.
Transmission except for part of it, because I can usually hit the repeater on low power.
I think I got into a bad an area with a little bit of RF, but what was that you said, David?
I can usually hit the repeater on low power.
And you're coming in very clear and full quieting, so I wonder where LOO is.
I don't know. I don't know if he was mobile or stationary. By the way, I can hear you on the input. You're moving away from me. Evidently, you must be headed north on 2276 or 25 or something.
I'm actually heading west on Farns Bridge or 183, heading toward, but actually the grocery store is right up here. But anyway, I just, I'm hearing you well. As far as what the red is when he's transmitting, just wonder if maybe his RF gain, his gain is too high, or I'm sorry, his mic gain might be too high. With that radio, so I really probably shouldn't even make any guesses. K2HME.
Well, KB4CBA, you know, his squelch could be, you know, if he has it, you know, wide open, he may not be hearing anything, but, you know, he can back off on that, or whatever you do to, you know, start hearing the repeater. But anyway, I've never heard of red in the on the radio, so you might need to look that one up. Online on Google it and see what it says about it.
Okay, I just copied both of what you said, and I turned my squelch down, and as far as my microphone gain, I'm currently sitting in Moonville area, between Moonville and Simpsonville, so I'm a good little distance from the repeater.
Should be able to hit it down there, or I think, I mean, at least I think so. I've gone down 385 to 26. I can't remember where I lose it exactly going east, but anyway. I don't know if I've been down 183 that far. But you're sounding good.
Yeah, I'm picking you up fine from Moonville. You're coming in when you hit the repeater. You come in loud and clear, full quieting. But sometimes it seems like we might have lost you. I'm wondering if there may be a loose wire in your mic. Hey, this is Dwayne K2HME. I'm at the store. I need to run inside. If you guys are still on, I'll reach out to you when I get back. K2HME, and I hope you get your radio figured out. K2HME.
It's probably loosened up behind the wheel. Okay, K2HME, KB4CBA.
Worth, I heard all of the transmissions never cut out, KA2TXJ. Distinction in there with the question about the 2730, you still there, KA2TXJ?
Roger that, I'm here, KQ4LOO.
30B, is that the black background version? 730, I guess it's the A version with the non-black background, and what's the issue? It's showing red when you transmit on the S-meter bar? KA2TXJ, is he still there?
Okay, it's really not an issue. It's just a question about what does it mean. I mean, it's like I got almost three-quarters of white bars all the way up as far as my meter's concerned. And it's two red bars, and that's on transmit and receive, so.
I don't recall the version that I have displaying that, and I really have no explanation for it. Give me a few minutes. I'm not in the car. I'm in currently is not on the 2730, but I'm going to be home shortly, and I can see if my radio does that.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know. I don't perceive a problem with it. I'm just curious as to what it means, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get that. Did you look at the instruction book? Might have some explanation there.
I'm actually got it right in front of my face. I'm looking for it. I don't see anything that says anything about it at all. So I'm just wondering if it might be like a signal issue that it's detecting or whatnot. I don't know for sure, but that's what I'm assuming it could be.
Radio on low or mid power, does it do the same thing?
Sure, and I'm still trying to figure out how to put it on low to mid power. I see the MW button down there, and I'm assuming that's, I mean, I just read it not too long ago, and I'm assuming that's what it's supposed to do is change the power, well, I mean the low DTMF button. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say MW, but the low DTMF button, so I'm assuming that's what that's supposed to be for.
Give that a try and see if it lowers the power to low or mid power and see if you still get the red bars on it then. That's my only thought. I don't recall seeing any red bars on my S meter on the 2730s that I have.
Interesting, because when you first started transmitting, it didn't display any red bars, and then toward the end of it, it did. So it might be, I'm thinking it might be a signal issue.
And, you know, the signal is above the capacity of the S-meter to read it, that it goes into red, I'm guessing?
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense. It actually makes perfect sense. I mean, that's kind of common sense, I guess. Maybe I should use some common sense once in a while, huh?
My guess that, you know, as it gets outside of the bandwidth parameters, maybe it displays red. I don't know if that's an adjustable feature on that. I know that the 2730 has about a bazillion things you can adjust. And I certainly don't know all of them. I'd have to read the book.
Roger that. Anyway, I certainly appreciate both of you's time. I'm going to let y'all go back to conversating, and I'm going to go back to watching my news channel that I was on. I just decided to turn on and see what was going on. And anyway, this will be KQ4LOO, and I'll be standing by.
KQ4LOO, KA2TXJ. I assume you're kind of a new AM?
I got my license last year. And I had a bow thing for the longest time hooked up to a diamond antenna on top of my truck. That was the way I was able to communicate. And now I just upgraded recently and just installed this literally Monday, as a matter of fact. So I guess I'm coming in pretty clear, and y'all are coming in clear for the most part. So.
And that is a fine radio. I'm very happy with the two that I have. The programming can sometimes be a little confusing, but other than that, the performance of the radio is real good.
Yeah, roger that. My buddy, he's a tech genius, and he when we went to go put it in, he was like, uh-oh, because he didn't realize that it might have been a fuse that had got blown somehow. And we had to go get another box of fuses, because the one that he put in there, he was really terrified he'd mess my radio up. I'm like, well, it got a fuse? He's like, yeah. Okay. But anyway, it's funny, because he tried to set it to our handhelds that we have. And so we did all of that stuff, so it kind of got confusing to him. He had to go back and rename some certain things in it, and once he did that, it worked out just fine.
Did he use the software, or he programmed it from the front panel? The front panel programming, I find a little non-intuitive. I've never used the software to program it.
Yeah, he actually used the Chirp software instead of the other program, because it's already, that's what he used to program our handhelds that we have. And the one that he's got, one that's actually in, he put it into an ammo can, so that way we'll carry it around with us while we might be out in the woods or whatever, so.
Yeah, I've never tried that, the laptop to program it. I find it's not handy when you're in the car and wanting to add frequencies on the run, but sometimes the 2730, if you don't do the buttons sequences exactly the correct way, then it doesn't appear to me, anyway, to be completely intuitive, although I have been able to figure it out.
But yeah, he uses PC in his house, and he's got everything saved as far as what our other radios are programmed to, so that way we can communicate with each other regardless of whether we got this kind of radio or ASTs, you know.
Yeah, seems very efficient.
Figured if SHTF ever happens, we might have to have that at some point.
It's a great backup communications system, amateur radio, so. All right, well, if you're going to be here a few minutes, like I said, I'll check it out and see if I get that same indication on the 2730 in my other car. I'm going to be home in just a couple of minutes.
As you were just transmitting, I was watching it, and the two little red bars came up at the very last second, right before you finished your transmission. So, I'm assuming it could be like a signal variation in the sky or whatever. I don't know.
Do you have the radio powered directly to the battery?
Yes, I do, because that was a recommendation by several people that I've already spoken to.
Okay, that's good. I was just concerned that it, you know, might have been like a voltage drop or something if it wasn't directed to the battery. But, yeah, that is the best way to connect it.
That. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to get back to my news, but it was thank you very much for everybody that's chimed in and gave me an idea of what this could be. And I'm pretty sure that what you suggested could be the case.
Hope to hear you on here again, KA2TXJ.
For LOO, I'll be standing by.